Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This hour brought to you by MyMichiganRoof.com. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's doing great. Another Tiger win and lots to talk about with this Tiger team. Man, it's been a fun start to the season as we buckle up for what is going to be one heck of a summer.
Yeah. Lucas Raymond, a goal and assist last night. Sweden shut out Latvia.
All right. Fact of the matter is, okay, fine. I'll start doing college softball and college baseball postseason updates.
I didn't realize those players were a
Red Wings. Huge series for the Wolverines against Indiana.
Are they Tigers?
No, they're Wolverines, and they're going to be facing Indiana. Got a sweep to get into the postseason, which is what the team that went to the College World Series final did.
That's your defense go-to,
this is my payback. This is my payback to you. All right, so. And look, we care about the Red Wings. We obviously care about our college teams.
But some of us more than others, apparently.
Yeah, and I think on both fronts.
Yeah.
So, Tigers win again. Incredible walk-off victory last night to sweep the Boston Red Sox. How fun that was. All right, so we got a Lions conundrum here. And it's a very real thing, okay? This is a very, very real thing. We've waited forever for a team this good. Literally lifetimes have passed. Generations have passed since the Lions last won a championship. And in the interim, there have been so few credible teams. Really, maybe only one season where they look like they could win the Super Bowl between their last NBA championship in this incarnation of the Lions. There's probably a couple others. That's not the point. The point is, we all know how sparse it was. And now that we've established ourselves as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, okay? They haven't won it yet. It doesn't need to be pointed out. We all know it. But they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So what do we get? We get something we used to want, but it's almost like we're getting all of this. Do you know how many 1 o'clock Sunday kickoffs the Lions have this coming season?
Five?
Yes. They have five of them, all at home. They have no 1 o'clock road starts. They have five primetime games. Five primetime games. In addition to that, they've got Christmas and Thanksgiving. Those aren't considered primetime games. Wow. So that's seven.
Seven marquee games.
Yeah, marquee games. They don't have a road game at 1 o'clock. I think I said that. They're a TV draw, and the schedule reflects it. The Christmas thing, I asked mom and dad today how they felt about it because, it's family time. Mm-hmm. They're both against it. They're not happy about it. We know you're not happy about it.
Nope.
I'm kind of like, I can't, sit here and ask to have a team this good and then be mad about what comes with. I think the game start times bothers people, but I don't think it bothers them as much as the ticket prices. The ticket prices started going viral yesterday. We had one tag to us. I saw others. I mean, you're paying more than $300 for standing room now.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. On tickets that say on the screenshots, verified Detroit Lions, not resale. But the issue there is, even if you had low ticket prices, like really low, old school, we're not raising our ticket prices, those tickets would end up in the secondary market for these prices for $300, $500. And, you know, it's the supply and demand thing. The Lions are saying, okay, we can raise our ticket prices so we get the profits, because if we don't, the secondary seller is going to get the ticket. They're going to get the profit. Mm-hmm. So why should we just hand that profit over to the secondary market seller? Sports has a very weird thing, though, with ownership, because there's literal ownership and there's figurative ownership. And figurative ownership is a real thing. Without the consumer wanting the product, you don't make millions on your NFL product. And there's an emotional tie between the fan and their team. It's an ownership deal. It's not literal ownership. It's figurative ownership. And I don't know, the challenge of, hey, our tickets are in demand. If we keep them at $150 for fans to get in and have a seat in the stadium, so many of those tickets are going to get resold because it's in such high demand. For $500, right, we're just basically saying, hey, our product, but you ticket broker, you get the profits. Now, some individual fans can get the profits.
Well, if they have something like 55, 56,000 season ticket holders, I think, because I thought the number I saw yesterday about the story with the single game tickets is that they leave 8,000 to 9,000 tickets per game,
yep,
to be sold for single ticket sales. So the rest of them are already committed to season ticket holders. I don't know how much it costs the season ticket holder to hang onto their seats, but I wonder if that's significantly less than the $300 standing room seat, because they've been loyal and they're just renewing their tickets every year when they can.
Well,
the way to do it is if you want Lions tickets, you got to get on the wait list.
So yeah, it's the conundrum, right? I finally got a good team. Hey, start times are way different than they've been, including now a Christmas start time. It's not a home game, which is probably, it'd probably be a bigger deal if it were a home game, but the start times and the ticket prices. And I don't think anybody would say, go back to the way it was. All things go back to the way it was.
You want a good football team, and they're a very good football team. I get it. But this is the downfall of having a good football team, is that now getting into the game is not, it's costly. It's very costly.
It sucks.
There are more avenues to do it, but you're going to pay a higher price to do it because of the secondary market. And this is what they have to balance. This is, you know, another reason why that they police the situation with how many tickets you're able to sell during the course of a season. You're allowed to do it, but you can't sell them all.
Well, they don't want ticket brokers to snatch up all the season tickets to just turn around and sell them.
Which part of me is really glad that they do that. I'm not a big ticket broker fan, and yet at the same time, you know, have I used them? On rare occasions, I have. It's been a long time since I've used a ticket broker. But I like the idea. You want the idea that everybody wants is to have true fans at the game.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really hard to ensure that that's the case.
Yeah, but even when they do have quote unquote true fans, guys, they don't care. They don't want you reselling your tickets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these fans are selling them to other fans. But the Lions are saying, hey, there is a limit. Like, you cannot continually do this, or we're going to pull your season tickets. And they have.
Well, look, it's clear that the Lions, and I think the metrics show that the Lions' average ticket price isn't like in the top five in the NFL. It isn't at the top. And you could argue, should the ticket price, is a fair ticket price reflect, okay, if your team's a top 10 team, you should have a top 10 price ticket?
I would think.
Yeah. Now, how you
I mean, if I were Rod Wood, that's the way I'd look at it and say, look, I know it's expensive,
it's still
we're
a
just,
business.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody out there, you think about the job that you do, the business that you own, there's a fine line when it gets to sports, but nobody is saying, hey, let's not maximize our profits.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to put the tickets at a price that ensures that you sell out all the tickets. And you keep pushing that line until you find out, oh, that's too high. We got to bring it down. I mean, it's supply and demand.
It's a conundrum, though. It's a conundrum because it means a lot of people that have gone to games through the years now look at it and go, I can't afford this anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You could before because they weren't good.
Yep.
And thank you for coming out. And they do appreciate that. And that's why a lot of those people that were season ticket holders, it's not. I feel like I would imagine the majority of those season ticket holders have had season tickets for 10, 15 years or longer. Mm-hmm. That they're not like, oh, yeah, I picked up my season tickets a couple years ago. And if you did, it's because you're on a wait list and somebody got knocked out and you got put in. You know, but the people that have been giving their hard-earned money over the last 15, 20 years to this football team when they weren't good, they got to feel vindicated right now. Now I find this is what I wanted. I finally got my season tickets to a good product. I ain't giving them up. But it's going to get tougher and tougher to hang on to them because those prices will go up.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Judy here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Judy.
This will be my 50th year for season tickets.
Nice.
Are they too expensive?
Hello?
Yeah, are they too expensive for you, Judy?
They're getting too expensive. I'm a senior on a limited income, and I will have to sell 3 tickets to help pay for the expense of the whole season.
So do you, and you're allowed to sell 3 tickets, correct?
Yeah, I'm allowed to sell 3 tickets.
Okay, and is that offset it enough that you're going to be able to afford it?
That offsets it enough that I can afford it because then it brings it down to around $1,500 a year for me.
Okay, so that you found a way. You found a way to make it work.
I found a way to do it.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you're able to do that, and I hope that the Lions take into consideration that the average fan might have to sell their tickets. I hope that the 3 games, if the ticket prices keep going up, I hope they expand the amount that the season ticket holder can sell to afford it.
I don't know. I don't want to tell anybody how to run their business. And if it's working for them, it's working for them.
If it's working for the Lions.
Yeah. And they have to decide what are their priorities, who do they want in the stadium, and how do you go about ensuring that that's the case?
It's not easy. Yeah. If you're a fan and you can't afford it, do not buy them.
Right.
Number one. Yeah. Right. Number two is a lot of fans do the math. Figure out which games you need to sell to help make up for the cost for the whole season. Like that Judy just did, right? She says now it's cut her to price down to, what, $1,500 for the year? If that's doable for her, depending on the game she sells, that's what you got to do. And within the limits of what the Lions organization is allowing you and the NFL is allowing you to do, by the way.
Yeah, but everybody in life has a budget for stuff that they can do and stuff that they can't do. And if something becomes too expensive, then sorry, you can't do that anymore.
248-539-9797, Lions conundrum. How do you feel about the schedule, the start times, the 5 1 o'clock starts the entire season, and the ticket prices as they put tickets on sale for individual games last night, and people were going to social media and saying, my God, I can't afford this. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals, they're going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household. 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. Calling it the Lions conundrum where, look, It's great to be great. And part of the and they are very, very good. Great to be very good, whatever you want to call it. It comes at a cost of some change. There's a literal cost of ticket prices being exceedingly expensive, and they went individual games went on sale last night, but they still don't have like the most expensive tickets in the league, but it costs to see a good NFL team. And the problem is it's so rare that when the team isn't expected to be good, that there's a significant ticket decrease. Usually what you get is, hey, we're not raising ticket prices. So there's that. And then there's the start times, which, you know, probably the Christmas Day game is the one that has everybody, shouldn't say everybody, sorry. It's the Christmas Day game that has been the most controversial, but it's really weird. They play 17 games next year with 5 1:00 starts. Now, maybe that doesn't matter to you, but I mean, it's, you know, the routines are getting, everybody's game day routine, a lot of them are going to get broken up. You're going to have to make some changes.
Well, it's, when you look at that, is that make up because they don't travel much? I mean, they, of course, they have road games, but the road games are close proximity, you know, to Detroit. Is that a trade-off there?
I don't know, because the schedule set formulaic, so I don't know that, that's done intentionally. Like, I mean, every year your opponents are based upon, you're going to play your 6 division games. You're going to play 4 games against another conference in the NFC, 4 games against a conference in the AFC, and then 3 positional games. So
I just wonder if they manipulate the times too. Like, okay, yeah, you're playing at Pittsburgh, you're playing at Washington. Those are all Eastern time zone. What if we make those games later in the day?
But I don't think anybody would say go back to the way it was. They're not particularly competitive. All our games are at 1, primetime games, and the tickets are cheap.
I rather like expecting to make the playoffs instead of hoping to make the playoffs. Yep. And I rather like expecting to win playoff games and hoping to get to a Super Bowl as opposed to, I hope we have enough to maybe get in as a wild card.
And you guys are right. This is a territory that comes with winning and being expected to win. But I think, Doug, this is going to affect more people than the ticket prices. I think the daily routine thing is, until we get into the season, I don't think people are going to realize, wait a second, they're not on at 1 o'clock. They only have 5 1:00 games, like you said. No 1 o'clock games on the road. So whenever they go on the road, it will not be at 1 o'clock. So, for example, if you're like my guy Kenny over here next to me, he tends to fall asleep around 4 o'clock usually on Sundays. Not anymore if the Lions are playing. You know what I mean? Like the Gator, you might play this game where you take a nap and you don't know when you're going to wake up, and it doesn't matter. Now it matters on a Sunday, right? And so there are routines, and whether you have sports for kids, Doug, or whatever it is, you know.
Damn.
The 4 o'clock game, I think that's why the Cowboys, they're always in at 4 because they're America's team. But, you know, the Lions are getting that kind of treatment now. And so I think routines are going to be, I don't think people realize it until the football season starts. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got how many? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 4 o'clock starts.
How many of those are at home?
Just one 4 o'clock start.
So they have 5 1:00 starts at home.
Yep.
1 4 o'clock start, and then a couple of night games.
Yeah, they got a Monday night football game. That's against Tampa. They've got a Dallas Thursday night game. It's obviously that's a prime video game. There's one game that we don't know yet, the Bears game at the end. So
TBD.
That's what it says, literally. 248-539-9797. John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to comment. So years past, my buddies and I, we had season tickets. This is when the team wasn't the greatest. We had lower bowl sideline. I think we were just under, it was like $990 for the season. So just under $100 a game. Plus you had to buy the 2 preseason games. We no longer have season tickets just for many reasons. And then just not having to go to the game every week if you didn't want to go, et cetera. But we've always paid a premium to go to these elite games, especially now that they're good. I mean, I know that first playoff, our play-in game we had against L.A. a couple seasons ago, that was probably the most electric game I've been to at Ford Field. And I can just see, you know, a premium product comes at a premium price. I know people are going to agree or disagree, but like you guys have been saying, you know, we got these primetime games. We only have a handful of 1 o'clock games. Like, we're the team now that everybody wants to see. You can call us America's team, in my opinion.
There was no question that the Lions are a draw. I mean, you just look at the TV ratings, and they're a massive draw, I think, right behind Kansas City.
Right, and then also, too, you can say, like, I know people that go to, like, Michigan, U of M football games, like, you know everybody's selling the premium games against Ohio State, against the big teams that come in, and they're paying for their whole season and then some. I mean, unfortunately, this is where we live and where people do, like, to make money or try to, you know, get by with some extra cash and just if they're going to sell the big games for bigger money, like, good for them. But
I mean,
at the same
it's capitalism,
time,
right? I mean, it's basically what we have built our economy around. I don't think I've ever sold a ticket. I don't think I have ever gone out and sold a ticket. Back in the scalper days, I don't think I ever sold one. I did have extra tickets once to a game that I handed to a buddy and said, if you want to try and sell these, go for it. And he did. But I don't think I've ever sold a ticket.
When was the last time you had an opportunity to where you had tickets to sell? I mean, through the secondary market.
I mean, I get.
I mean, you have the opportunity to get them, but you don't.
I don't, but I'm just saying before, even before I had the opportunity.
That's
I was
what I'm
never,
saying. So
I was never in tickets. Look, I've had extra tickets that for games that if I don't have anybody that can use them.
Like if you bought six for the family, you find only four could take.
I eat them or I give them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's just because I. As you know, people ask me for tickets.
Do they?
Yeah. People think that there's like a ticket tree here at the stadium. We right. just grab tickets off of. No. But so I've, more times than I'd like to count, I've purchased tickets for people that couldn't get tickets, and they've bailed.
That sucks.
I've been burned on that a bunch.
Yeah. I've been burned too.
248-539-9797. And maybe we should just resell them, but I don't. Aubrey in Farmington Hills. Hi, Aubrey.
Hey, fellas. I hope you're having a great Thursday morning into Thursday afternoon. So, look, I love the 4 o'clock start.
Do you?
I actually like the Christmas Day game, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, I go to my house of worship on Sunday morning, and I'm usually scrambling after church to get home to catch the 1 o'clock game.
Okay.
Right? And let's face it, 4 o'clock game. That's a big stage. And if we want to be with the big guys, you know, then we have to be on the big stage. And then in terms of Christmas, no issue for me because you go to a movie theater on Christmas and see how many people are hanging out there.
There's a lot.
I've got no issue with it.
There's a lot of people that go see movies on Christmas, isn't there?
Exactly. So you know, I'm good with it. I like the Christmas Day game. I'm good. I really like it. I'm good with it.
Okay. Yeah. No, Aubrey. I look. Everybody's got their own agenda, their own routines, their own. The good news is we have a ton of time to prepare for Christmas. They are holding Christmas on the 25th of December again this year, and that is still 7 months away. So, 248-539
this year.
248-539-9797. Scott Anderson.
Doug?
You might be growing fatigued of something. We've talked about Cowboys fatigue, Lakers fatigue. Does Gator have a new fatigue setting in? We'll get to that today at 11:32. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
We got the warm weather. It's great, and that means that your grass is turning greener. It's nice and wet and plenty of moisture in the air, too. That's awesome. But if you want to keep it that way, make sure you call Naturally Lawn and Tree Service where you get green and stay green. What natural way? 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number, or check them out at naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time only, you purchase the full lawn program. You get free grub control, but you got to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 The Ticket. You don't want to see dandelions. I know that yellow flower is nice to see, but it's really not a flower. It's a weed, and that means it's going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. It's no bueno. You got to get rid of those dandelions. Same thing goes for crabgrass, but you got to treat for it now because if you wait until the middle of the summer, it's too late. Crabgrass sets in and it's awful, but it's not too late to treat for it right now. It's so important to take care of it early. Natural Way is a company I've used for nearly a dozen years. I love what they do. If they don't tell you they're going to treat for something and instead find something else wrong with it, They got experts to come out to your yard. They survey it. They take a look at it, and then they find out exactly what the best way is to treat your yard to get it to look green and lush all season long. They're awesome. They're locally owned, been around for over 35 years. It's a company that has Michigan employees. They're Michigan owned, and it's Michigan families, and are involved in local charities. I love what Natural Way does. I think you do too, or will too. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, you implied you got some fatigue setting in with a sports story.
What?
On your show sheet.
What do you mean?
Well, like people get sick of hearing about the Cowboys. We make fun of it during watching the morning shows as we get ready for the show. It's how does it affect the Cowboys? And then during the NBA season, it's how does it affect the Lakers? And now you've got a new one that you've kind of mentioned, and I'm just wondering if it's fatigue, if it's irritation, or it's the early stages of fatigue and irritation.
Are you referring to a football coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure. I'm looking at my sheet and I see I think there could be several things you could bring up with this. But yeah, it was just a question I had.
Okay.
Does it seem like Ben Johnson's getting an awful lot of media coverage as the head coach of the Bears?
He's getting sick of Ben Johnson, people.
I'm not saying I'm getting sick of it. It's just something that I'm noticing. Like every time you turn on ESPN, it seems like they're talking about, you know, after the Cowboys, that they're talking about Ben Johnson and what he's going to do with Caleb Williams and that offense. And you look at the top stories of the day on ESPN.com, and there's one about Ben Johnson and the Bears. And I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of attention paid to a first-time coach going to Chicago.
So you're not there yet.
Mm-mm.
Could you envision yourself getting there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look, he left Detroit, you know, and I thought he was great with the Lions. And you know, you wait for the right moment, the right job to come open, and you take it. Go ahead. Go take it. Go run with it. I don't like that he took a job within the division.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that.
with a rival.
Yeah, and I'm kind of saying that with a smile, but it's fine.
You do you.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to a great situation, I think, because he can be the savior of that town. And if he gets this quarterback on track and the quarterback is as good as you think he is, then, you know, it'll be the first time they have a 4,000-yard passer in the team's history. And they've got a lot to work with. I mean, that's a team he should have gone to with all the what that he has to work with. But yeah, I just it's interesting. He's getting a lot of it seems like he's getting a lot of attention. Maybe my antenna are up because being in Detroit and knowing how much he meant to this team, that I'm paying more attention to our Detroit guys. But you compare the amount of coverage he's gotten with Aaron Glenn, it's not even close. And they're both head coaches.
Well, Aaron Glenn went to a small market.
Right, yeah. He only went to New York. I mean, even the stuff, even the conversation, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, that story was done in like 2 days.
Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn and Aaron Rodgers. That story was done in like 2 or 3 days. It feels like that's the only thing that they've paid attention to in the offseason with the Jets and their new coach. But boy, Ben Johnson's a new story every other day.
You think there's something to this? Ben Johnson fatigue setting in?
I'm sure it is. And obviously Gator's speaking for himself, but I'm sure there is others as well. For me, it really hasn't, but I can understand where it would. I mean, Chicago's obviously a big market. But the difference between Chicago and New York in this sense is Chicago's got some expectations this year, and the Jets don't have any. And they are second fiddle to the Giants in New York as far as coverage-wise. But, yeah, they don't have a quarterback, the Jets. I mean, Justin Fields maybe, but it's not like what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Like, people are expecting – I saw a projection that said they're going to win 8 to 9 games, and they're not going to be last in this division. So I don't know, you know, what that – why they keep covering. Maybe that's the reason why, Gator, you're seeing more coverage of them. But Ben Johnson did come in hot as well. It's not like he just didn't say anything as first presser, right? I mean, he called out the Packers right off the bat. I feel like the next interview, I think people thought he called out Jared Goff, right?
Yeah.
And so there was like, he said some things that...
Right away.
Yes.
Right away.
He said some things, yeah, yeah.
He was there 5 minutes before people in Detroit were ready to just...
You know, but it's... Okay, we all look at Ben Johnson going over there, and what's he going to do with Caleb Williams? But, and King, you mentioned that the Justin Fields is with the Jets. He's going to be their quarterback. But their offensive coordinator came from the Lions, Tanner Engstrom.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Tanner Engstrom can do with Justin Fields.
So it's
can he unlock Justin Fields?
What I like about this is I think that you might be onto something early, and I can see a future here where people are going to go, oh my God, Gator, you're right. You know what this reminds me of? Kang's disdain for Cameron Payne before the Piston-Knicks series started. He's like, I can't stand Cameron Payne, guys. We're like, you can't stand this fourth guy off the bench for the Knicks? What the hell did he ever do to you? And you cited his whole career and you said, just watch him. And it wasn't very long before people were doing the, oh my God, Kang is right. I wonder if we have a future not so far off where people are going to go, oh my God, Gator's right. The Ben Johnson love fest is out of control. And here's in some ways it's out of control. I swear everybody that tries to predict the Lions season talks about how screwed they are by losing both coordinators.
Right.
It is the number one, like we keep saying edge rusher. I feel like in the national media, that pales in comparison to the story of losing both coordinators. And don't get me wrong. I'd rather have Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn back. No question. I'd rather have them back. But, you know, Dan Campbell's still here. Goff and Amon-Ra are still here. Hutch is still here.
These are facts.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think the guys they've promoted to be the coordinators, I think, okay, let's see what they can do. I always go back with the offense. It was Dan Campbell's offense. Ben Johnson tweaked it. Ben Johnson worked with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Dan Campbell.
And he was really good at it.
Yeah.
But it was good before Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell took over for Anthony Lynn.
There you go.
A second. So you might be early on this one.
We got this text, Gator. Dan in a car says, Gator, Ben Johnson was the top choice for any team to be the new head coach for the last 2 years. He also happened to get a lot of money, and he's in a big market with Caleb Williams. That's why he's getting so much coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Aaron Glenn is in a bigger market. Where's the Aaron Glenn love?
You know what? But the texter's right. Ben Johnson's been playing this for 2 years as the guy that the offseason last year? We thought he was gone for sure. Then this offseason. And then he got paid a ton of money for a guy who has no head coaching experience.
Yep.
And he did. Yeah, but I feel like none of the stories are, are they sure they're doing this right? I mean, they got no coaching experience. It's all like already anointed. Wait till you see what he does with Caleb Williams. Here come the Bears. And they might be great. They might be. In part because of the coach, but in large part because of the players that they've assembled on that team over the last few years.
Yeah.
They have stockpiled draft picks, stockpiled high-end talent. The Bears could be a real force.
Early stages.
But I've had enough. Early,
it's the early stages of Ben Johnson fatigue. Said again for Scott Anderson.
He's the enemy.
Well, if anybody's with him, 248-539-9797, phone calls, ticket texts. All right, so the Knicks don't close out the Celtics last night. The Timberwolves eliminate the Warriors. You got Edmonton moving on with a overtime win over Vegas. And Toronto, let the meltdown begin. They now trail Florida 3-2 as the postseason continues. Scott Anderson, anything stand out from those games last night?
Hockey was great. You get an overtime winner for Edmonton.
Yep.
So they
throw it into the mixing bowl and see what happens.
It's just what they do. I mean, they've won so many close games this year, come from behind games in the playoffs. It's crazy what they've done. But the story is Toronto getting up 2-0 in a series, and now they've lost three straight games. They're the defending Stanley Cup champions, by the way, but they've lost three straight games nonetheless, and now they're on the brink of elimination again. And you know what happens after every season? They go nuts in Toronto, and that can benefit the Red Wings. That means Toronto just says, "Yeah, we're not bringing Mitch Marner back. We're going to let him go to free agency. We're not going to make a competitive offer." Then that helps the Red Wings out. So I'm rooting for Toronto to lose for that reason.
My cousin Mikey lives in Toronto, and he hates the Maple Leafs. He grew up in Eastern Canada, and not a Maple Leafs fan. Bounced around and ended up in Toronto. Can't stand the Maple Leafs. So I get fun texts from him when the Maple Leafs start to collapse and eventually do. So we'll see how it plays itself out. I was thinking about my disdain for the Knicks, which runs pretty deep.
Yeah.
And I kind of, Tatum's done. Celtics are done. What if they're not?
Well,
what if the Celtics win this series without Jason Tatum? I would feel so happy. I would be like, I would laugh.
That would be amazing if they did.
So entertaining.
And they really put it together last night. I think in the second half of that game, they kind of pulled away with it. But you look at it, it comes down to shooting. I mean, Celtics shot out of their minds last night. They shot 50% from 3-point and I think 52% overall in the game. And the Knicks shot 38% in the game. That's your game right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, but did you know the last 16 games before last night at home for the Celtics without Jason Tatum, the Celtics were 16-0.
Come on.
And then last night, without Jason Tatum at home again, they've won 17 straight games without Jason Tatum at home. Now, I know the next game's not at Boston, but if they get this to Boston in game 7, talk about butt cheeks tightening up.
Wow. All right, straight ahead, we have often documented.
Nice job.
We've often documented a member of the show who has problems at home with his daughter.
So it's not me.
And last night, last night, it went to a new level. We'll get to that story today at 11:48. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Hey, it's Doug Carson for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They have auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy. Online or at a branch, and their team is with you every step of the way. Plus, same great rate applies to both new and used vehicles. My son's looking at a car. Might take advantage of this. I'll keep you updated. Don't wait. Limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's not every day that a sporting event and a highlight from said sporting event ends up on the morning news shows, the national ones. But if you missed what happened last night at the Tiger game, it was on Good Morning America. We will discuss it. I'm workshopping a theory here, okay?
Okay.
But we'll get to that at noon straight up. And I'm wondering, well, we'll get to it. Okay, so we have documented that a member of our show, Kang, has a daughter who really doesn't, I don't want to overstate the case, but she really doesn't like him. And she wants to make a point of it. And
she trolls him.
She wants the world to know that she doesn't like her dad.
As much as
no, not clearly not. I mean, well, what when
she tolerates her dad. Is that what you say, Kang?
Let's just say there's a huge gap between mom and dad.
Okay. So the it started with
for her
when you told her that you loved her and say, she yeah, said,
yeah. I love mommy.
Yep. That's not even like
I love mommy more.
No, it's, yeah.
I'm not acknowledging you.
No,
I'm only acknowledging the one I really love, which is my mother.
Yes.
Yep. There was, you guys were as a family in your living room. The TV was on.
I told this story a few weeks ago to a friend of mine. It was so great. We all died
and
laughing.
By the way, she's four.
Yeah.
So it's, it's Kang's wife and the two girls on the couch. And Kang's sitting on a love seat by himself. And she says,
look, Daddy, you're sitting by yourself.
And then laughs. Just mean.
You're all alone.
Get you all alone.
Thank you.
Look at us all together. Yeah. Nice, good, happy family over here on this couch.
But not only are you not welcome here, I like the fact that you're by yourself.
And I will point it out.
Oh, my God.
That's what she did.
So, last night, something else happened.
Dude, so, yesterday, after the show, I get some stuff done for the show after, and then I go pick up my older daughter from school. Take her home, we go home, and the little one, the four-year-old that doesn't like me, she comes running up and, you know, she greets her sister and says hi to me, kind of probably. And I'm not paying attention, I'm just looking around. And all of a sudden, I take a look down, she's right by me, I see her cock back, and it's way too late, a straight right to my Richard. And I go down, and she is cracking up. She is just laughing, and I'm like on the ground, like going to throw up. Seriously. And she's like, "Daddy, I got you." And I was like, "What the heck?" Like, I'm on, like, on my knees. Like, what are you doing? Like, she punched me right in the baby maker. Yes.
No.
It was like Manny Pacquiao. Like, and she thought it was hilarious. And I'm like, what? This is just straight up like, and she's laughing, laughing.
How did you handle that situation?
After I put the throw back in my mouth?
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been punching the junk by your daughter, but yeah, I totally understand. Every guy knows what it's like to get hit down there. Yeah.
I said, "Why did you do that?" She goes, "Because it's funny, Daddy." No, that's not funny.
It's not funny. It's never funny.
You don't do that. I think she got it from like a cartoon or something, but she, of course, chose me to do this. This is getting serious.
It's like, demon child this is, you got going on.
You need the wife's help on this one.
Yep. Oh, she tries. And she told her, "Hey, listen, you cannot do that to Daddy. That's not nice. That's not kind. Da da da. All this stuff.
You can't do that to anybody."
Yeah. But then you know her
response. Unless your life's in danger. Yeah.
She always thinks like, "Well, but I love you, mommy." Like, what does that have to do with Daddy?
I was just proving my love for you by punching Daddy in the nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
She thinks she has to choose. We're always like, "No. You can love both of us." And then she'll say something like,
"Yeah, it's not only that she it's gone next level. She's trying to take out Dad."
Yeah, at this point, it seems like a hit. So she'll get her to say, like, "All right, tell Daddy you love her." And she'll say, "I love Daddy and Mommy." She can never just say Daddy
be independent.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry, bud.
Doug, what do I do?
I don't know.
Put her for adoption.
Yeah. A gator?
No, you're the one that's going to be... You're the one that's going to be put up for adoption.
Yeah, Ken, you can be on your way out.
Yep.
Pack a suitcase. Get ready to go.
So this may...
That's brutal. I'm sorry, buddy.
This may come full circle in that it'll work out. My daughter couldn't stand my dad.
Really?
When she was like 2, my dad walked in and saw she was playing with her Thomas the Trains. You know, the little tracks were there, and she had the Thomas. My dad walked over and picked up Thomas. And my daughter started to scream.
You don't do that.
The scars from that literally went on for years, that she did not like my dad. After that, now they joke about it. Like, my dad is, you know, he's like a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 right now. She always says, "Dad, you're about a 6, Papa." But... now it's a joke, but so she came around, but originally, don't touch Thomas the Train.
No, you learn that.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, is there a moment, a flashpoint moment that turned your daughter into the demon child?
No, not that I can recall. I mean, I honestly, like, my wife literally has to step in and says, "Listen, he's your dad. You know, like, he's part of the family."
Yep.
She's like, "I don't know.
I feel like I have a solution, but I think your older daughter is too young," and that is to ask the older daughter, "Why does young one hate me so much?"
Get her involved.
But she's what? The older one's 6.
6. Yeah, she's 6.
It's like, she's not gonna. I mean, "Hey, Dad, I'll talk to her." You know, you're not gonna have the heart to heart from a 6 to a 4-year-old and get the answer. You got to wait a little bit longer for that. But hopefully, by that point, things have come around and she's back on Team Dad.
Remember when my wife went on a work trip for like a weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Like within like the first hour, my youngest was like, I miss mommy. And I'm like, "Me too. Me too." But she just left.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, right.
Does she like grandma?
Yeah. Yeah, she's good with the grandmas.
So you are below.
You're down. You're way really down far down. Plog on Twitch wants to know, was the laugh an evil cackle when she laughed?
Dude, she thought she was hilarious. It was like me watching like a stand-up comedy or something, you know? Like,
yeah. Then a follow-up question. Exorcism intervention? Maybe. Big Pank says she doesn't want any more siblings.
I think that's obvious.
Yeah, she's doing that. Don't worry about that.
Koi Boy 1 says, "At 3, my daughter said, 'I love Daddy, but I love Mommy more.' actually said that. And then he writes, she's 19 now and needs college paid for. Dot, dot, dot.
Now who do you love?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. I'm still going to work on it, guys. I'm not going to give up on her.
Okay.
All right. Good for you. Good for you.
That was a low blow.
Right?
A low blow. And not figuratively.
I get to see you on your hands and knees and just turning your head, looking at her and going, why?
Yeah, it was like Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Why?
Why would you do that? So you're holding back the vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you saw her wind up and like, she's yeah, not like when you she's, look, there's no way this is going to happen. She's not going to go there. Boom. Oh.
No good. Hey, man. So did you tell your wife about this?
Yeah, of course.
And her response?
Wear a cup. I can't control her when I'm not around.
I got to tell you, I mean, she tried plan A. Daddy's still around. I'd sleep with one eye open if I were you.
Yeah. You may want to put a bell on that girl's neck so you know what she's
doing. Hey, put these Tic Tacs in your pocket.
Yeah, right.
Just because.
And then, like, in the middle of the night, you wake up and you find an empty Tic Tac box. And you're like, uh-oh.
Where is she?
You can't look in the corner. Blanket. Oh, he's in fear.
Okay, this on Twitch. Hellborn Elfchild writes in, I heard my kids in the bathroom ranking the parents the other night. I was way in last place.
Oh, no.
What? She's ranking other parents ahead of you?
Wow. Apparently. Other people's parents.
Yes.
I'd rather live with the Darnells. Right. All right, so got a taste test for Gator. We'll get to that today at 12:02. Additionally, I'm workshopping a theory on this play last night in the Tiger game that went viral. All that coming up in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.